This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, January 19. Apprentices. Our reading comes from 2 Timothy chapter 2. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. Join with me in suffering, like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. Similarly, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown, except by competing according to the rules. The hard-working farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all of this. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel, for which I am suffering even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. An old saying about mentoring and apprenticeships goes something like this. I do, you watch. I do, you help. You do, I help. You do, I watch. Jesus trained his disciples in a way like this, and they passed along to others what they learned from him. An apprentice commits to learning from a master and then becomes experienced and able to teach others. In our scripture reading for today, Paul urges Timothy to remember his training and to pass it along to reliable people who can teach others. By his grace, God wants to be in relationship with us in Christ, to fill us with his Holy Spirit, and to show us how to live fully so that we share all this with others. God wants us to be his apprentices. A powerful image in The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis illustrates this well. This unusual book is written from the perspective of a demon, or devil, who is attempting to explain God's great plan for humankind. It says, "One must face the fact that all the talk about God's love for men and his service being perfect freedom is not, as one would gladly believe, mere propaganda, but an appalling truth. God really does want to fill the universe with a lot of loathsome little replicas of himself, creatures whose life on its miniature scale will be qualitatively like his own, because their wills freely conform to his." Pray with me. Dear Jesus, thank you for modeling what it means to truly live. Make us the apprentices you need, that we may share with others the way to full life with you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.